My name is Katia Aureli, and I'm a nurse practitioner, KETSIAAURELIEN. This dictation is for Jenny Nickerson, JenNinickerson. This visit was done on October 13, 2022. Number one. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has been fluctuating from CKD 2 to all the way to CKD 4 over the past few visits, and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The recent kidney function has declined significantly from a GFR of 69 to 37. the recent BUN is 36 from 17, and the creatinine 1.46 from 0.87. Period. This is likely related to prerenal azotemia secondary to dehydration. The BUN creatinine ratio is slightly elevated at 25. Period. The patient admits to not drinking enough fluids and states she gets nauseated from drinking water. Period. We discussed the importance of staying hydrated, and she states she will try harder, period. Another possibility of deterioration is her history of renal artery stenosis, status post right stent in 2018 by Dr. Shimshak, period. We will repeat the renal function in about 6 weeks if the levels remain declined or worsened, then we will follow up with a renal dynamic scan to make sure there is adequate flow and patency of the renal artery stent, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and minimal proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 293 milligrams from 167 milligrams, period. Number two, hypomagnesemia related to her intake of Nexium, period. We discussed taking the Nexium every other day or stopping it altogether, not only because of the hypomagnesemia, but also because of the decrease in renal function. Period. We ordered famotidine 40 milligrams, one tablet daily. Period. We will reevaluate with further labs. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. The lipid panel is within normal limits, with the exception of elevated triglycerides of 169 from 102. Period. We will order a thyroid panel just to rule out the possibility of hypothyroidism as the cause of the elevated triglycerides, period. We will continue to monitor for now, period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Her blood pressure today is 144/80. Period. She states her blood pressure at home is usually in the 140 systolic and 80s to 90s diastolic. Period. We will continue to monitor the blood pressure, and if it continues to if it worsens, we should consider evaluation of the renal artery stent to rule out occlusion, period. Next line, underweight. The patient weighs only 82 pounds with a BMI of 20. She has gained 2 pounds since the last visit, period. However, her serum albumin is within normal limit as at 4.5, period. She states she has adequate appetite and eats a normal diet, period. She is encouraged to continue gaining weight, period. Next line, COPD with no exacerbation. Next line, hyperuricemia / history of gout. She is stable on allopurinol and colchicine, period. Her recent uric acid level was 2.8 from 4.4. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks to closely monitor the renal function and blood pressure. End